Welcome, Raza. This is Fernando Amador from Downey, California, and this is my Chicano Cast podcast number 19. Today's show is on everything, nothing, and getting found out. Yeah, it's been a while. Since it's been a while, let's go ahead and review what being Chicano is. Yeah, I haven't been on for a while, but thanks for those of you that are listening, and those some of you may have to listen. But anyway, here it is. Well, let me get some questions first. Is it being Mexican and getting in a fight with anyone who offends Raza or Mexicans? Or is Chicano being brown but acting white, talking white, thinking white, and rejecting all things Latino? Or maybe is it being an activist? Does Chicano necessarily equal activist? Well, Raza, to me, I think Chicano is its own culture. It's not what I just mentioned, but you know, it also can be, I guess. I guess older Raza remembers Chicanos as being radicals, activists, protesters, but I kind of have a different take on that. If you heard my shows in the past, I guess you get what I mean. I'm kind of all about the new Chicano, although I don't want to call it that. Young Raza, you know, you guys are not all about the activism, or at least not at all times. I think young Raza seeks more of an identity. At least I did when I was younger, and even now. Remember the definition of Chicano I used a while back about us Chicanos being in that space and that hyphen between Mexican American? You know, I believe and I like that because, like I said in the past, you know, we're our own culture. We definitely are our own culture, basically. I mean, our own beliefs, our own even language. We're not Mexicans and we're not gringos. You know, we may try and be, but definitely we're not. Just real quick, I recently got an email from a guy named Daniel. He says he disagrees with me that Chicano is a made-up word. He says his parents are Mexican, therefore he is Mexican, even though he was born and raised in California. Wrong, brother. Very wrong. Okay, not wrong, but maybe confused. You know, life will teach you. Hell, even Mexicans will tell you. Like they told me when I was a kid, and they called me Pocho, and they said, no eres de aquí. Yeah, they fucking said that to me, but, you know, really I wasn't, so maybe they were right, and maybe I needed that to wake up. You know, if you want to be Mexican, do you want to join the Mexican army? Would you live and work in Mexico? I don't think so, so I think you need to embrace American. Maybe you don't have to be Chicano, like an old show I have, you know, even if you don't call yourself Chicano, you are, and you'll figure it out when you have certain likes or certain things that you do and believe that, you know, gringos may not believe, may not do, may not like, and Mexicans also may not believe, do, or like, and then you'll be like, well, then what the hell am I? You know, going on vacation to Mexico is so different than trying to actually make a life there and work there. I'm not hating on the country, you know, but it is an ass backwards country, and I have family there and go there, and I see it. I see it from different eyes at my age, and they still got a long ways to go. You know, we're not perfect here in the U.S., I know that. But, you know, I'd rather be here than there, I'll tell you that. Anyway, let's get back to the space and the hyphen, or the space or the hyphen that we are, you know, we're there. We're in between Mexican-American. You know, since we cannot as a culture be called space or hyphened, and, you know, we want to be distinguished from Mexicans and Americans, then I propose Chicanos. You know, it's an old word that's been around. There's Chicano studies classes, there's Chicano studies majors, and we are Chicanos. You know, it's sort of like a new fruit that was discovered and they named it a peach strawberry. Fuck no, it's not its own fruit. Give it a name because it's not peach and it's not strawberry. It may have come from, you know, these fruits, but it is its own fruit. Like we are our own culture. And we're numerous, we're strong, we're proud, we're brown. Well, some are güeritos and we're Chicanos, a culture that, you know, will always exist. As long as these two countries exist and those borders exist, then we will always exist. Okay, changing gears and trying to cover everything on my mind and as always talking shit and not covering nothing in depth or with proper English and not covering anything. I read recently about Mark Wahlberg, the actor, asking for a pardon from the state of Massachusetts because I guess back when he was 16 years old, he beat an Asian man with a wooden stick. And was also screaming racial slurs at him. Yeah, that really sucks and is surprising because, you know, like you, I like his movies. Well, except that last Transformers crap he did last year. That was bad. I bring it up because it was racial. It was a hate type crime. It could have happened to any one of us for not being white. You know, Wahlberg says he's a different person and he has donated lots of money to the Youth Foundation for various youth causes. I say to Wahlberg, have you asked that victim for a pardon? Have you humbled yourself before him and apologized? Have you attempted to make things up to him or his family directly? You know, is it giving them money? Well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe it is, because you do have, you know, tons of fucking money, Wahlberg. So, you know, if it is that, then maybe that's something you should do, but only after you apologize to him and his family. You know, then if he pardons you, then and only then can you ask the state for a pardon. You know, we all do stupid shit when we're young, and we regret a lot of it, you know, now that we're older, but have some decency, man. You know, first talk about what you did for him, what you did for that person and his family, and then you can make public your pardon. But, you know, only after you do that. You know, that Chinito Amino may have had a great future in America, you know, like starting an Asian cast podcast and been a proud representative of his culture. But after that beating, everything may have changed for him. You know, I don't know. I guess this one really pisses me off. It's just somebody trying to get away with something. Maybe he needs that pardon. I think I read that he needs that pardon to start other businesses here in California. And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I say first you talk about how that person is doing and what you did for him. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about George Lopez. Actually, you know, let's go to the title of this podcast, which is Being Found Out. What the hell happened there? Did I get caught watching porn? Did I get caught masturbating? What the hell happened? Let me tell you the story. And then after this, we'll get back to my second or third part, which is George Lopez. This might fall under Anecdotes of an Average Chicano, a segment, you know, I've done in the past. Say, it was yesterday, Saturday, just to put you in a place and time, January 17th, today's Sunday. I'm trying to get this shit done before the football game start. I might not, but I better. So my nephew shows up at my house. Try and follow Raza. Take notes if necessary. I don't want to confuse you. Put that joint down and pay attention. So my nephew shows up. Let's call him Eric. Shows up and goes to the back of my house to find me, where I'm cleaning or doing some shit in the back, and says, Fernando, is it true you have a podcast? Then right behind him is his best friend. Let's call him Alberto. So I'm like, yeah, how did you find out? Then Alberto, his friend, says, well, a friend of mine is taking a Chicano studies class at Long Beach State, and the professor handed out a resources sheet, and on there it said Chicano Cast Podcast, Fernando Amador. So she called me, the friend calling Alberto, and she asked, hey Alberto, is this Eric your friend's dad? Because he has the same last name, Amador, as your friend Eric. And Alberto, who is always at, you know, our family functions and knows us well, says, no, it's not Eric's dad, it's his uncle. So yeah, then Alberto tells me that she wants to meet me. Yeah, Raza, podcast groupies, good one, huh? Hey Alberto's friend that goes to Long Beach State and takes Chicano studies, you don't want to meet me. Believe me. It's like the Wizard of Oz. You see the podcast. It's on iTunes. You know, you hear it on your phone, your tablet, your PC, and wonder at the magic of getting that bullshit put up on iTunes and say, wow, how is this done? This guy must be famous. But believe me, if you meet me, you will be disappointed. The magic will rub off very, very fast. You'll probably say, ese viejo es Chicano cast chale. But hey, Alberto's friend, I do have some homework for you. I want you to ask your professor why and how he decided to put my podcast on that list and email me his response at chicanocast@gmail.com. Yeah, that's what you get for listening. Homework. So yeah, Raza, wow, when I heard I was mentioned, you know, on a university professor's resources list, I was like, no way. Honestly, I felt proud. Someone is listening, maybe even a university educated professor and not just a bunch of pendejos. Oh, shit. Oh, that was low. Sorry, listeners. You know, I'm just kidding. Don't want to offend you, all two of you listeners. Imagine that, Raza. I graduated from Long Beach State. That's why I'm so proud. You know, I actually took Chicano studies there. Yeah, just one class, lower level. You know, however, I'll be honest with you. When I took it, I didn't connect with the professor or the class. He was all about racism, protests, being put down by the white man. You know, well, I never really agreed with that. I was all about, you know, that doesn't really happen anymore. Yeah, that was maybe back in the 50s, 60s. And all those protests are, you know, not part of me being Chicano anymore. Sometimes they are. Sometimes you have to take it there, but it's not all about that. You know, because nowadays, you know, the door is open to us. Yeah, I know it's not fully open. And they do have some big white motherfucker at the door named Biff, you know, as the bouncer who finds every fucking excuse to turn us away. But that door is legally open now. And it, you know, it has to be open. We don't have to stand or sit outside in protest and not eat for 3 days anymore. Now it's more about having to be smart enough, prepared enough, and brave enough. Yeah, Raza, brave enough to try and get in that fucking door, you know, and make changes from the inside. Because that door is open and we just have to find a way to get in. Yeah, that fucker Biff, you know, he may turn us away 2, 3, 4, 10 times. But we got to keep trying. We got to keep fighting. We got to keep educating ourselves. We got to do whatever it takes to get in, whether it be the arts, whether it be school, whether it be science, whatever it is. You just got to keep fighting because, yep, it is a lot harder for us. And the next segment about George Lopez will kind of touch on that. You know, and the opportunity will come. And once, you know, we're in, we need to make changes from the inside because that's available to us now. Hey, we got a black president, so he's more than on the inside. That fucker's who knows where. He's probably talking to aliens and watching meeting with UFOs and shit. So he, you know, it's open. If a black man can make president, believe me, guys, you guys can get in into bigger places. And, you know, once we are in, we do not forget about where we came from and do what we can to support our Chicano culture. And if it's, you know, donating money because you're too damn lazy to do any more to maybe a Chicano scholarship, well, hell yeah, that's something. Whether it be $20, $100, $500, if you're a 1%er, maybe $1,000,000, whatever the fuck it is. But if it takes away some of that Chicano guilt, go ahead and do it. Hey, throw some my way if you feel guilty, motherfucker. I'll take it. Anyway, I'm going kind of long here, so I'm going to go into the next part and talk about George Lopez. I just want to mention two things quickly. One, George Lopez said that Latinos and blacks are not allowed to fail on late night. I guess because he had his late night show canceled. Not like white people, at least. You know, white people can fail. Their shows cannot be so popular and they're given time to improve or even given a second and third opportunity. And yeah, if you watch some of those first Seinfeld episodes, they're pretty lame and slow and not funny. And they gave him time. They gave him come. Was it the whole white Jew thing? I don't know. But he was given time. And, you know, I think he's right, Raza. We're judged so much harsher and have to perform so much better. We gotta jump in and get running, or else we're gonna, you know, be taken out. You know, I know it's 2015, Raza, but we still have to prove ourselves. It sucks, but it's true. And you know, just quickly, there's that show Cristela on ABC. I'm watching it religiously. I'm an old guy. I don't go out Friday nights. I'm home, so I'm watching it. For you younger Raza, I want you, you know, record it or watch it online or pirata, however. But check it out. It's actually kind of funny. The last one they had Roseanne on actually sucked. There wasn't enough Latino thing going on, enough Cristela, enough Gabriel Iglesias. But that's the type of shit that we got to support. Let me move on to the second item on George Lopez here before I go too long. Let me see. Second item on George Lopez is about him saying that Eric Estrada didn't want to shake his hand when he was 17. So George said, I think publicly, I think it might have been the Huffington Post. That's where I saw it. I'll fuck that motherfucker up. He goes on to say, let's compare money earnings, and then challenges Eric to a fight. Yeah, the video is on Huffington Post. That's where I saw it. So check it out if you get a chance. You know, George, that's so funny and entertaining to hear. But Chicano brother, you just went ghetto. To say that and act that way and have that hate, even though you're so successful, is ghetto. Worse, because it's against another Latino. Not a Chicano, but it is another Latino. And what, are you doing it to entertain the white crowd? Because, yeah, you are maybe entertaining also Raza with it, but that's not where you want to be, George. I mean, you're way better in that. You know, you're not being a good role model there, homeboy. You know, not that you're supposed to be a role model, but, you know, we have so few like you who made it. We look up to Chicanos like you, you know, and you have to man up and accept that. And maybe that's not the best role model type of activities you should be taking, challenging somebody to a fucking fight. Just because he didn't shake your hand, get over it, dude. I've been discriminated and been put down by a lot of people. Get over that shit, especially from someone like fucking Chips Eric Estrada. Who gives a shit? I like George, you know, but he went ghetto there. There's no need for that. You know, he's in a better place than that. However, if a fight takes place, I'd love to be the ref. Just let me get the CPR certification first, because one of these two fuckers is going to have a heart attack by the third round, I guarantee you. Yeah, maybe Donald Trump would like to see that, and we all three of us monkeys will be in a ring for that white fucker. Is that what you want, George? Huh? That's it for me, Raza. But let me give a quick shout out to Alberto's friend. You know, thanks for ratting on me, homegirl. And anyway, you know, you got homework. I've also like to get a shout out to that Long Beach State professor for putting me on that list, whatever list that is. Maybe it's a list of Chicanos to not follow, Chicanos who are very pendejos, but hey, at least I'm on a list, huh? As long as it ain't Schindler's List. Well, maybe, yeah, maybe I do want to be on that one. And also Daniel for the Soy Mexicano y Que email and Chicanos Don't Exist email. I did touch on that one. But anyway, remember, Raza, stay brown, stay proud, and stay Chicano. Till next time. Chicanos do exist. Go look in the mirror. You're not seeing a gringo. You're not blonde. Well, maybe you are. And you're not Mexican. Oh, you think you're Mexican? Sing the national anthem, bitch. Pledge your allegiance to the Mexican flag. Ah, ya ves?